Namo Yamguru Yambe. Namo Yambe Noya. Namo Yamaya. Namo Yamaya. Namo Yamguru Yambe. Namo Yambe.
Yeah, Yeah. Excuse
me, Geshe. One more, I'm sorry, Geshe. Any children for children's class?
Good morning and welcome at the teachings from Geshe Rinpoche Gyaltsen La. First of all, the importance of the motivations. It's very important to correct your motivations. Usually the motivation called the bodhicitta, all the altruistic intentions in order to attain the Buddhahood or the Supreme Enlightenment. It is not that the when you listen to the Dharma, we don't pursue you and then push you that if someone who has the motivation of the bodhicitta, they should listen to the Dharma. Someone who don't have, they should not listen to the Dharma. Not means that. There is reason in order to correct or generate the best motivations. For example, when the Shakyamuni Buddha taught Dharma in this universe, in Zambudhiva, universe of the Zambudhiva, he understood those three types of different disciples. And because of that, he leads those disciples towards the different levels of their capacity. However, his final goal in order to lead all of them to the Supreme Enlightenment of the Buddhahood, what he attained, therefore there are three different levels or the capacity of the disciples. So some who engage to the Dharma with the motivations of in order to attend the enlightenment of Shravaka and the Pratyeka Buddha or the solitary realizers, it takes a bit long time to attend the Buddhahoods. Someone who can join with the motivation of the Bodhicitta or the awakening mind or Changchub Gesen, they can attend the liberations within the shortly moments. Whatever their practice, it goes to the Mahayana practice or the practice of the practice in order to great enlightenment. Therefore, at the beginning, it's better to be conjoined with the motivation of Buddhahood, within the Bodhicitta. So it said that if there are the two persons, one person who is lacking of the Bodhicittas, someone who remain in the equipoise meditations of the Arhat, very long times, and someone even who born in the hell realms or the Narak, if he generated the Bodhicitta, and then within this motivation called the Bodhicitta or the awakening mind, and he practiced to practice towards the great vehicle practicing or the practicing of the Mahayana, then that type of person who can join with the Bodhicitta or the awakening mind or the spirit of enlightenment or the altruistic intentions will be called Tibetan in Bodhicitta Gesen. So that type of person can be attend the enlightenment or the Buddhahood quicker than someone arhat who stay in the meditation. So we are here at the teachings topic about the guru devotion or the Shenyin Tensus, and when this chapter starting, it divides into the two parts. One part is called the express those about the guru devotion in more detail, and then the other part of subjects and. Же, синий принцип, совет собжение, ради же. Совет собжение, совет собжение, хорошо.
Совет собжение, да, да, не вот тебе,
subject of the guru devotions, although the main parts of the guru devotions, what we call the how to sustain or maintain the practice of the guru devotions. The first part, the elaborating the subject about the guru devotions, it has six parts. It has six parts. The number one, okay, it has six parts. Yeah. Then so here we are in the subject of the here we are on the subject of the how to reliance upon the guru devotions in this subject part there in the. In the traditional way of the Tibetan culture. So in this past, there are the traditions of that. They introduce the disciples of the and the students. So in India, there are one the disciples and the master called the Naropa and Telopa, and some master they express the biography of those how to rely on the spiritual masters. And in Tibet, there are the master called the and also in India also the Bodhisattva Shataputra, and then the other master in Tibetan we call the Chandrasempa, Chapak and Startunu. And in Tibet they're called the spiritual student or the disciple called the Milarepa and the Marpa Rosawa, and these are the there are the biography between the spiritual students and the masters. So, however, when the guru expressed the teachings or the provided teachings to the disciples, then when they need the biography, when it's on the guru devotion, they explain about the biography of the spiritual students and the masters. When they express about the karma and its effect, then they tell the story about the what happened in the previous karmic course and what is the result. Then they express the story, the wonderful story, where its requirements. So here it's here we are at the subject of the guru devotion. Then I would like to express the story of the Milarepa and then the Marpalotsawa. No student.
Mm-hmm. Ini amata tanda pinjam pemujur orang. Khusus sumpat kalau tangguh singkat itu dia hati nyaji. Ini syarat. Ini juga aku ane tu ini bapa cung juga le. Ini konsep yang bukan ini je. Ini juga tu kan kalau tangguh dia. Ini juga amati khamsi tu jangan rosak dia. Jangan sama lagi konsep pengurangan rosak. Ini sahaja sama lagi angkat tua si dia ni. Amati dia simpati sama tak kon. Bukan dia cara dia aja malu. Amat simpati sama dia siapa gang le. Ini dia siapa. Jadi mula lewat ini tinggal. 从小的训练时候，小队员给提了几个，一个老师当员，那天野猪说去当，因为野猪说当底下在，你们就龙巴的了，培训的枪杀人们多，那就多么羡慕去当的，因为他的训练的给当过了哇，训练的给当，但只是没有底下就送的，底下我们都陪的，因为他现在就是他，这，可是。 칼라다 창즈 베 시라 메레 로로 요로와 제데 디데 제데 이니 지즈메라 이니 디게 창즈 시라 체 부숭주로와 제데 다이 라츠 가로 세니 시 이니 고자 테니야 로드 디자인 코노 노 아마 이제 디에노 데 랑가 테니야 키요사로와 시 랑가 테니야 게자니 라스 데데 아니 셰탄 지야 페요모레시 제가 아마 뒤에는 메레키 라고도 다 메라니인지 모르지만 또 저기 뭐 제다 드듯이 말이 간대 있는서 인치로 마대베레스 인치로 마대 밀라이 바고 제 아마 뒤에 도자도 총마다 파바 자님도 셰니 인지지 메라야 카이 휴 인데 아마 뒤에 코너도 샘도 예니 예베레스 예제다 인지지 메레니 야 예베데 아선타 아마 저베 짠 코너 마더로 시고 인 카리라는 게 인게 인스 어떻게 라고 다 못해
라고 it happened in Tibet. There's one the family, and at that occasion, the Milarepa was the child, and child and his his parents, his mother and the father. However, because of some illness or the disease, the Milarepa's father was passed away. Before he passed away, he gathering all of his relatives, and in particular his the aunt and the uncle of the Milarepa. And then the Milarepa's father, he told to his relatives, who is the uncle and the aunt of the Milarepa. Then his father told to those uncle and the aunt, if I passed away because of this disease or the illness, and whatever I have those those properties, when the Milarepa growing well or he became the adult, and then please give all of my properties to Milarepa and the mother of the Milarepa. Then, however, very sad that because of that illness, the father of the Milarepa passed away. And then, at that time, Milarepa was quite a childhood or the young. Then, in order to survive their life in this region or in that place in Tibet, the Milarepa, when he was young and child, he learned to read the scripture text or the textbook, and the Milarepa's mother sent him to. With the other partner of the who do the rituals and the reading texts in the family house, Milarepa went with the other elder ones, and then when they do the rituals, activities, and reading the Dharma, reading the textbooks, then the benefactors, they're offering the beer, wines, and so on to those the readers. And then at that time, Milarepa was quite young, and he drink Tibetan we call chang or the barley wine. He drank too much of them, and then once he became a drunken person. When the Milarepa became a drunken person, he drank, and then he cannot walk well. And when he arrived to his mother's house, he was totally a drunken person, and then singing very loudly in front of his mother's door. And then his mother, quite surprised about that, what happened with my son? We are experiencing so tremendous suffering and problems here. He's just drunken and singing a song without any voice. And at that time, the mother of the Milarepa jumps on the steps, and then When she saw the Milarepa, she fell down within the worries and then within the worries and then anger with upset. However, the Milarepa's mother fell down presence of him. I'm sorry, okay, I'm new interpreter, right? So, at that time, when Milarepa's mother wake up from the falling down, then Milarepa was very sad, and then he told to his mother, I'm very sorry about this, I have drinking and singing a song in front of you, because of that you fall down, and since today or since now, my dear mother, whatever you give me the advice or whatever you let me to do, I promise I do it. I will follow whatever you give in the advice. After that, the Milarepa's mother told to Milarepa, we have a difficult situations in order to challenge to our other relatives. Please, I want you to send to learning the black magics from the other persons or the masters. And at that time, then Milarepa was quite young, and then he left to learn about the black magic in order to challenge to their enemies. That time the Milarepa was there to the master of the black magics, and then there are a couple of the other students who are learning about that magic or the spell. Then at that time, once they finished their study, and then all of students they want to go back to their home. At the time, Milarepa went with them, and then not so far from the master's place, and Milarepa told to the other his classmate that, oh, you may go to your place, and then I have to stay here. I want to learn more about this black magic, how all the spell to the other persons, and he returned to his master's place. And then when he arrived to the master's place, then Milarepa requires to his masters, please teach me more detail about this topic or the subject, because my mother expressed me from her deep heart that if I don't learn very well about this subject, then she will going to sacrifice her life. Then after that, the Milarepa received the very profound knowledge about how to challenge with the other person through the methods of the black magic, or the Tibetan we say the tu or the spell. Then once you learn about that knowledge, then when their uncle and aunts all had some celebrations, at that time he used that magic, and then, however, he killed those relatives of the uncle or the aunts, around the numbers of the maybe some over than the 30 numbers of the persons.
Ini dia secara langgeng lama gunting tan rugi ini saya pergi semua ni mesti tidak dia siap juga ini lama tu jinak tawar tu nani ini cuma ini mesti jadi ini lama tu tak mesti tu langgeng lah ini cium tak dia jika cuba ini segala tu cuba dia ini segala langgeng tak siapa siapa tanya mesti ini cuba mesti awak siapa dia ni jinak tawar dia ni tak dia cuma semua tak ngaji tak jika ni cuba cuba jaga ni dia cuba jaga setiap ni dia cuba jaga cuma cuba jaga so ngaji jika cuba jaga awak selari.
Then after that, Miller Rebbe went to the other master who understand how to use the snowball is a hell, yeah. And then he learned about that method, how to challenge with the other persons. And at that occasion, the Miller Rebbe's masters, he has some other benefactors. One of his benefactor passed away. At that time, the master reminds the subject of the impermanence, and then through this recollection of the impermanence, the one master became quite sad, and then he told to his disciple or the students and his students, that's the Miller Rebbe, and he told to Miller Rebbe, "Oh, Miller Rebbe, now it's time for us to do practice the real dharma, and if you practice the dharma, I will looking after the foods, drinks, in order to success your practice. And if you don't like to do the practice, then I do the practice, and then you will serve the foods and etc. whatever I need to success my practice." At that time, Miller Rebbe became very happy. And he told his spiritual master, that his master of the black magic, and that, "Oh, I would like to do the dharma practice." And then he sent to the spiritual master, and that spiritual master's given the initiation or the abhishek of the tantra, and then he told that if you practice this, you can attain the enlightenment very quickly. Even there's no need to practice so hard. Even you sleep or relax, you can attain the enlightenment. So he don't do the hardships. Without the hardship practice or the very enthusiastic practice of the dharma, there will be no realizations. So then after that, the spiritual master of the Miller Rebbe told to Miller Rebbe, "Oh, I cannot subdue you. It's very hard to subdue you. Let me send you to the other spiritual masters." And then the spiritual masters sent Miller Rebbe to the other spiritual master in order to subdue his mind and attain the fully enlightened man.
제도 말베자 돈데 제도 달라마 말베자 줄르디 자니 이니 고문 렌데트 부지 이니 말베 센터버데 비 사버 가와슈네 이니 말베자 페베네 이니 사버라 말베 이니 지지 메라 페게 바니 몽싱 세네 이니 말베 페제 쇼드와다 싱게길로 이니 몽바자시 쇼데 그래서 상탐베 올드레 올슨다 푸디네 버레 데레 강냐 이니 몽바자시 데게 in jizi mila tebe in la ma marba kawa ya rustine ya tse ji du yo ro se de tebe me mo bu tu yo di jina ji ge ze chang bu xin yin du xi ra ma ga ra in kan zu so ra ma la ma marba tu ro wa in la ma ba kawa ya rus la ma ma ba ji yo se ali cha ra ni mo ba jam ru ja chang thong kyo se in ya sho in la ma marba za nge ti go si la ya o tu la ni ni jizi ma kar za mila ta ti mo ba jam ru ja in chang ti thong in ya lo de da din de ge da that's it you cut tree you know you did it marwa dangi di cheta namza de je ne mena raja kyo de khaje marwa se de ta dangi ti bro it marwa gundi le res
so and then that the special master convey or send the miller rapper to his guru Magpa. And Milarepa left to search or discover the Guru Magpa, or asking to the different persons where the Magpa lives and where how can I travel to see the Magpa. Then the At the final, he met the one person who is plogging the fields. At that time, he asked to that person who is plogging the field. He asked to that person, "Do you know who is the Magpa?" And then that person replied to him, "Yes, I know. First, please." Please do these things. Please plug well these fields, and then you can drink the barley wine. And after that, you have finished this walk. You will come to. You can visit to. He pointed some house or somewhere. You can visit to Magpa in that house. Then a dead man ordered to him to do some activities in the fields, where we do the harvest in the field, right? So after that, the Milarepa has done well to plug in those fields. Then after that, he left to see from that field to see the Guru Magpa. And then when he went inside the place of the Magpa, the Milarepa was quite surprised that the person who plugged in the field, that was the Magpa. He has a doubt, is that well or not? And then that person sitting on the on his seat, and then that person is the Guru Magpa at that time. That's Rosh Kishra.
Sedan din marwa kundil chine ni ta karada ti phuya de de mar kar ni ji sang sang tong ba ga khala so de ni chulu sen sang ji pu ne ni ni chhe sung ro chi chi ni ni ale ta nga khang ba ja wes in ti ja za so ni chhe chhe cho re si ni ti chron ja wes la ni ti ni ti du me la ti ni khang ba de da de chi ni ni khang ba be sa ta ro de thu sung ton me so re si ni ni ti re ja Tsikshin, da karo pishi toso chik sejia tsarmendo. Tile tsani, jidi me karsa marba loza te kuyan rupay, kongpan dide, chuzung torme soro, yangi kade kyu tsui labzo, nire labnyi, lungbe lusu kora yo maro, nire kongpa yangi tsui yore. Di labnyi tsui labzo, di lama rang su su. Ah, marzi nga labji shumu, kisi nga labyo na, nga chantong na rasiya kado kiyo yiresi. In said that Tiger Maggie did come by the red John and the big losers of your mother's in my ship, sure. That was for
us. Then the Milarepa requires Milarepa offers some vessels of the some metal, what we call the types of the metal, what we call the bronze, and then that metal vessels offering to the Magpa, and then Milarepa requires to the his guru Magpa, Magpa, please give me some spiritual instruction. And at that time, Marpa taught Semirepa, if you really need the spiritual teachings or the instructions from me, then first you have built the same building, then after that I will give you the oral instructions or the teachings, and then the Marpa told to the, his disciple Mirarepa that you should build the house like a shape like the Dharma or the rectangle shape, the shape which has a three core, like a pyramid style. This pattern called the Dharma or the ritual cake, shaped like that. And when you done this very well, and then I will give you the oral instructions or the teachings. Then Milarepa challenged all hardships to build the that building, and when he finished the first stall, then the Marpa visit what Milarepa is doing there. Then Milarepa is doing there. He's doing very hardship or the quite hard work. Then when Marpa saw that building, then Marpa talked to the Milarepa, who told you build such a building like that shape? It's a very fine shape, no good shape. And then Milarepa talked to the Milarepa, answered to the Marpa, you told me to build this house such a shape like that. Oh, I didn't tell that at that time. I'm not at the drinking and so on. My mind is quite good. I didn't tell. Destroy them and then build again the old new building. Yes. And then when he already built the second time of that building, then that time the Marpa let him once destroy that building what had built up by the Milarepa. And the third time Milarepa thought that at this time I will do the quite sure to build that building, then he requires to the Marpa, oh, now at this time my master Marpa, I need a witness of the other persons, and once it builds up, then we will not please don't let me destroy it, please give the instructions. Milarepa and the Marpa called the consort or the spiritual wife of the Marpa, the name called the Yum Dagmima, the consort of the Marpa, and then witness within the Marpa's consort. Then Milarepa starting the third time, the third building, the third time he built up the building. At that time, while he was doing the work with his building, there are some other person who generate or arise the compassion to how hardship Milarepa is doing. Then they support to him to build that building, and that building. How when it finished, then the Marpa visited to that building which built by the Milarepa, and then he asked to the Milarepa, did you build up this building without any helper? Did you build it yourself alone? And then there's some help. And then he told that, oh, there's some few helpers to build up this building. And then the Marpa called Milarepa, that if there is some helper, then whatever the helper collect those the foundation stones, please take them out, and then you have to put your own hardships on these buildings. So, however, he has done the third time. When he built up that building, then the he wants to listen the instructions from the Marpa. At the times, the Milarepa's back has some wounds on his back, the animal what we call the donkey and the mule. When they do the hard work with the persons, they have some wounds on the back. So like that, Milarepa has such a the wounds and then wounds on his back. Then goes up that the consort of the. The Marpa, her name is Yumdakmima, generate the strong compassion to the Milarepa, and then he, at behalf of the Milarepa, and then the concept of the Marpa requires to the Marpa, oh please, now please do give the do give the instructions or to the Milarepa. Then at the final, Marpa said that okay, he can listen the teaching of the Dharma from me. Let him to come with all the students, all the disciples. Then and at the beginning, when the Milarepa was quite very happy to listen the teachings from the Marpa, he was sitting there among the other his among other students of the Marpa. At the time, Marpa saw the Milarepa. And then Marpa told to Milarepa, oh, Milarepa, you want to listen to the Dharma. If you want to listen to the Dharma, what do you have? Do you have any offering to listen in order to listen to the Dharma? And then Milarepa said that I don't have any offering to you. And then at that time, Marpa kicked out the Milarepa from the place of the teachings. He became quite sad. And he told you this story to his the consort or the Yumdamema of or in Tibetan to Tibetan he Milarepa told to Yumdamema or the consort of Marpa. And then no matter, you don't worry, I will give you some presents in order to receive the instructions or the teachings. Then the next day, Milarepa thought that today I will receive the teachings from the Marpa because I have some offering. And then when he was at the teaching place, then the Mirarepa quite proud to offering the offering, what we call the yu in Tibetan, or the English it's called the turquoise, or the blue precious stone, right? And he offered that blue precious stone to the Marpa, and then Marpa asked to the Mirarepa, where you got this precious stone or the turquoise? And then Mirarepa answered that your consort Yumdamema present me this blue precious stone or the turquoise. And then Marpa told addressed to the Mirarepa, call her here at this place. Then Mirarepa went to call the consort of the Marpa, and when they are gathering together, then the Marpa asked to his consort, where you got this very precious stone? And the consort of Marpa replied or answered to Marpa that when I came as a wife of you, and then from my house I took this, my parents present me this turquoise, and this is my own property, therefore I present it to Mirarepa in order to receive the teachings. And at that time, Marpa told to his consort that if you belong to me, whatever materials you have, all of those belongs to me. This is my precious stone. This is my property. It's not your offering. No, it's not yet.
제가 다 드네니 용담을 제야 말하지다다 뒤에다 라만 먹고 사야지. 단데 마르벨로 마타가지 어디 잘에네 마르벨 땅베인도 도시 용담을 이게 주면서 인디 로마들 최시 저런 야저스 인테야 다 라만 비야 라다르 고젠 땅에 인 미겠다 라만 먹고 산다 라만 마르벨 땅을 생으로 하제데 미게 다 라만 먹고 인 최송시 데스데 데스데 다 지금 메달이야 다 틱다 세라파야 또 쉬는 거지 그러와 제 똑바스 개제 뭐 좀 이제 인디레 제네 머베 제제 통네 라몽 거 봐. 저는 뱅에 로마 대박가 냐샤 네 가르메 봐. 티비 제다 잡셔 모르스. 저는 인디 베 조보야 인디 저는 다 저는 거 봐야 돼. 게녀데 제가 저는 베 고주 심지 슈르 간가디 다 지지 메라메 냐 냐베 녀바데 벨 저는 고소 심지 간가데 에니 저는 이제 ini jidu mela chor ganga ya nam do shos o dide ya ke dan ini ke dan ini ke dan de dan ta yum dal me me ti thong ro ta yige zuma se wa zu la mong obita yige te de ro ini yige te ro chi de ini yum dal me ma mo ro khang bal ba ju god no la ma ja de ja in la mong obe ini jidu mela ka jong na ti chi de ta la mong obe ini yige zu te chi de ta ini lama ma yom da me chao chu na so ju ba ki ni chi pe ni ne yom da me ka bi na go cha zi de xia yo ma ro so da li xia ma so ti e to le res
then it's very hard to receive the teachings from the Mirar, from the Marpa by Mirarepa. Then the consort of the Marpa serves another method. There's a other master called the master names the Ngokpa, and the consort of the Marpa write a very not real letter from the Marpa, the duplicate letter of which represent of the Marpa's letter, and then she has given this letter to Mirarepa and told to Mirarepa, you can go to the other master and show this writing letter in order to receive the teachings. Then Mirarepa leaps from the place of the Marpa in order to find the other master. The other master called the master Ngokpa, and And the Master Ngokpa is a layperson, not an ordained monk. So when Milarepa received the teachings from the Master Ngokpa, he cannot arise spiritual realizations, Milarepa, or what we call in Tibetan other names, Thepaga, as in English, happy listener. So, however, the happy listener or the Milarepa was there with the Master Ngokpa, and then the Magpa heard that the Milarepa was not here. He was with the other master. Then at that time, Master Magpa told to send a message to the other master called the Master Ngokpa. Oh, Master Ngokpa, you have done a very misdeeds or the wrong deeds, that you have taken care about my student, happy listener, or the Milarepa is illegal. Then please come here with the Milarepa, and within the Milarepa, whatever, instead of the illegal punishment, all of whatever you your property, you have whatever you have, domestic animals and property, bring all of those to me with the Milarepa. So at that time, the layperson master called the Master Ngokpa visited to the Master Magpa with whatever he has property. Then at that time, he talked to. At that time, Magpa asked the Master Ngokpa, why you teach a Dharma instruction to the Milarepa? Did he offer something to you? And so on, as the question arises. Then the Master Ngokpa told to the Master Magpa, and then, I gave him the teachings or the Dharma. Because of that, your concert, sent this letter to me. Then when it hurt, then the concert was just run out from this place, and then she went to her room and then closed the door, shut the door, and then stay in her room. And then Marpa become upset and want to beat her concert because she has done the mistake. Then when Marpa was watching the her concert, she was not there. He cannot beat her concert. She was closed the door and inside her room.
In today that juga that day so then lama mama ya gomba thamse ni jizu mela ni that pre kal chues kya la majung je in tibo that kamju na zero so je thukde je be pechi koro.
So it happened like that, and Milarepa worried too much and concerned too much about in order to when Marpa will give the teachings to him. Then the lay person master, he knows that Milarepa at a very deep depression or anxiety to listen the Dharma, and these situations, it makes the Milarepa very deep set, and sometimes he may fall that, oh, I'm going to sacrifice now this life. I cannot have the opportunity to listen to the Dharma. Maybe I will jump from some abyss or the dangerous place in order to sacrifice his bodies. And then the other layperson master know the situations or the depressions of the Milarepa, and then the layperson Ngokpa, he's always follow the Milarepa, and then investigate the Milarepa, what he is doing. He goes, however, in short, the the layperson, master called the Ngokpa, protect or guard the Mila Repa. And at this moment, Marpa become eliminated from his anger, and then he once time then the he calls the Milarepa or the happy listener Tapaga, or happy listener Tapaga. Now you can come here with the other students to listen the Dharma. At that time, among the many students, then the Marpa told to those students, today's most chief or the main disciple is the happy Tapaga or the Milarepa.
Laura Marita, you know, she of Ying, Drivazo, she then used to be Gomjan, and that Drivazo, she also in Patan, in a bay, Tarim, Bupa, the Lama Marva, the Yomdang, Yinga, and Jizimila Pajiga, she into the big Kagachi, this Ganga Bay, took Jemo, she depended a bit, save in the change of the sea, any day she in Tambor, Drivazo.
Since then, the Milarepa received the continuous teachings from the instructions from the Marpa or his spiritual master Guru Marpa, and once at the end, the Marpa asked to the Milarepa, told to the Milarepa that there are the two great activities of those Dharma practitioners. One activity called the what you call the explaining the Dharma to those students or the disciples, and one the great practicing what we call the practice of the meditations. So among them, the talking and meditations, you can do the main focus upon the practice of the meditations. And then Milarepa is going to lapse from the leave from the place of the Marpa. At that time, when he is leaving from the place of his guru Marpa, Marpa, and then his consorts together with passing away or say goodbye with the Milarepa, not just from the step of the house door, just together they live together. Quite far distance from the place where the Marpa live. When the time of the separating, when the time of the Milarepa, at the time, all of them, the Marpa and then his consort Milarepa, they seem quite sad each other, and then tears comes from the consort, and then at the time the Milarepa separate from the place of the his guru master.
That non favor to humor, she didn't any pain, any says the driver John, any sujet is a big sour in that young big pearl, your sour in the Lumbag and Beaver, she had it. You too may remember it, Salo, what it said, the Chungjukati or Dinetic Kaja, Toba Tomo Mori, but anyway, Tonsel, the Tamil, she had two lot that didn't ever say. In the sujet, she had the sabot you go, she had any, but.
Then the Milarepa was traveling to his towards his meditation cave or at the place of the high mountains where he wanted to practice the Dharma, whatever he listened from his spiritual master or the guru. And in the mountain area, the Milarepa he used to eat the wild leaves and then green grass in the mountain. He eat those grass until he attained the realizations.
Oh, did you watch that? Yeah, top of Tombo Day, innit? Pay Zundu to the Jay Party.
Then he continued practice in order to attain those spiritual realizations as he practiced very hard and practicing very correct method of the way. He gained the spiritual realizations. Once, up to that, he don't remain or stay in one cave. Milarepa changed his meditative cave mountain to mountain in order to attain the realizations. However, if I repeat again, when he attain the realizations, then he can fly from one mountain to the other mountain. And as he confidence about what he gained the realizations, then he served to those country or the village among the many other persons. In short, the Milarepa practiced very hard and he attained the full enlightenment or the fruition in this one's life, his lifetime. When he attained his final goal, and there are some students or the disciples of the Milarepa. Among them, the chief or the main the disciples of the Milarepa is they call the Rechungpa, and the other chief disciple called the Thakulache. And through this, the Milarepa and his students contributed to Dharma, the spiritual activities, and benefiting those many disciples and students. There is the spiritual biography of the different spiritual biography of the Milarepa, and then the Rechungpa, and then Sokpupa. So among them, I told the spiritual biography or Tibetan Geshe-la called the Namther of the Milarepa. Milarepa. Very short, not in very detail, because of the time.
With
the connection of the chapter of the Guru Devotions, I told those the spiritual biography between the, you know, the Milarepa and then his spiritual master Marpa, and that's the so in it said that the if the spiritual master who has a fully knowledge of the spiritualism or the Dharma, and then very compassionate to the disciple or the students, and the students who really has a true faith, and then who can do the hard work, whatever the master advised him, then it said that the stage of Buddhahood or the enlightenment, fully enlightenment, is not far as the example of the Milarepa, who killed the about the 35 persons and many other sentient beings. However, at the beginning of the life of Milarepa, he has done a very non-virtuous actions when he met his guru Marpa, and then Marpa, who is a qualified master, and because of that, as it said, that Milarepa purified all of his non-virtuous both speech and mind activities, and in within his life he attained the fully enlightenment here as the example of the spiritual biography at the time of the Guru Devotion. I told you those the spiritual biography of the Milarepa, and in this spiritual biography, and then all the spiritual wonderful spiritual biography, you can rejoice to those wonderful spiritual biography, and these are also the benefits of the Guru Devotions, or the benefits or the advantage the students who can receive from the chapter of the Guru Devotion.
Mm-hmm.
So what I told this spiritual biography is not not a fake. It's not like fairy tales, or not like the fairy stories. It's the spiritual biography, what real true happened in the past time, it's happened in the 10th or 11th century. Milarepa, and then they're also in one called the area in Tibet, or the place in Tibet, region of Tibet. There is one building called the Sankaraguto. The building name of the rich building built up by the Milarepa. So those are not just a fairy tales. Those are the spiritual biography. What real happened in the past.
Mm-hmm. She the single good the Miller Kaza Lama Mabe Shanghai Adi in Lama Mavak should say come back on the Marava. She the Jizu Mila ya detail Jonah Tana, because you love it, you don't know any detail show jungles here. So, no data, say it of the shower. That's it. Miller Revenue Dot is a civil Chitahalia Yamarava. Is the Lameka in the drawings? She the teeth that because Milad Reba Jiba Jaya Tondala, any old in Sanga Gudo said to Jimua, but the Lord of Mava may come a lot on the Shiomarva. She said that he would did it is. Top kids, allow me to have been of that in the Shiomarva.
Marpa, if we Marpa led the Milarepa to build up that highest building or the store, not in order to Marpa himself stay comfortable in that building, because in order to purify the negativities of the Milarepa, Marpa led him to build up that the building in the chapter of the Guru Devotions. It's called that some disciples who follow the advice of the masters and then Guru, then that type of students can be purified his or her negativities within the short moment. So also this is the way or method what Milarepa has challenged in order to purify his whole of his negativities and in order to attain his final goal. Because of that, Marpa, the guru, led the student Milarepa to do these hardships. Milarepa, who has a very strong faith to his guru, and has the ability to taking those responsibility or whatever hardship, he can do those hardships practice. So if we are the instead of the Milarepa, then we were going to give off those hardships, and then we thought that there's no need to listen to the Dharma or the instructions through these such a very hardships. So in the spiritual biography of the Milarepa and then the Marpa who was a very qualified master, and then Milarepa who was a very qualified who has those defining characters of the students. So it's close to Yusra. Today we are going to stop here and some write the one question here, okay. Question for Geshe-la Pinso Gyatso-la. I am a new student who will be taking refuge on 11/26. And can Geshe-la recommend a basic daily practice for me? I have been interested in the Dharma for 10 years, but am new to practice. Please give me guidance on how to proceed. Jila, and you call Roma Sawa Jeans Rala.
Ale.
Chinda Shubji, that in the circle of Koran, the Nima Jamjo number in the shoeings.
Ale.
Any dishuin, any Jila, any Namshugi, the Shijurala.
Ode.
And Namshu Jindu, the Namlin Shed in Tore, and just like those Sun Roshi Isra, and Koran Namshula, and then the Tonach and Lotus Dawson Isra, you know, any Roma, the Namlin Tol Rala, Namshu Shed Tolan, or a Sabbath, which is any just like any Nigi, Namshu Namlin Tola, any Robin Roshi is.
That did it, 최초에서야 돼. 전지 깨와 침마 편질 제거해서 저도 어느 직대로 나온지서야 너 상바서야 너도게 이제 채들 모름 더서 뭐든지 깨와 침마 편질 편도도고 그래서 깨와 침마 가만히 하고 말아 저도 네 편도고 말아 그래서 나 깨와 침마 편도게 내 잡통게 수요로서 너는 군주 섬이야로 어디로 와서 상제되다 그 잡서 이제 희생이야 너와 그 런지 못함지 가자 Kewa, in a Hensi Batanji to Talakewa, two days of Yerumba Jubas, Penta Matatanji Tonshia was in Kaji, Japs will be using Hiro, but did you think he what you go and say? In Tilatin, Shugujo, Data, Jabmut, Gindukuja Jabu, Najo in Sivora, said that what Kewa Shimal, that Shuji Shinjela, in Tilatia, Alingis and of Tilatian, in the social land of Kardazan, that the Dinit Shugo, that Zuzu. Pigate, In Samba Sambushia, Pian Pangido, Pangido, Citizen, Payan, Sita, Tayaway, Telegramara, which gets a sixing in a pentoy, pento dons in Mamboyora, or Tendisia, that don't in the digits.
The Buddhists we call there are the, in Buddhism we call there are the Jivaratna or the Jibra James. Those are someone who going to practice the Dharma at the basic. They have to rely upon those triple gems or the Jivaratna, Buddha Dharma, and the Sangha. Those are the real practitioners as according to the Buddhism. In the others, there are the what we call the protector of the Brahmin, Ishvara, or those. Those are just the temporal protector, and even they don't know what will happen their future life and future lives. So, we to compare with those the real the object of the taking refuge are those Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. In order to success our next good rebirth, and that's not just talking about the mouth. There also the reason why the student or the disciple relying upon those the triple gems, Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. Buddha as the preacher, and the Dharma actual the protector, and then Sangha or the spiritual community who are the helper of those the practicing. And then the main reason why those are the triple gems are the protector, because why the among them the Buddha who is the protector of the Buddhist people, because of that the Buddha was the person who free from all of those the obstacles, and then he free from this. Or samsara or the cyclic existence, and the, he attained the enlightenment, and that's the one reason. And then other reason, what we call the Buddha knows the methods in order to liberate the, all the sentient beings, and he also has a great compassion towards those sentient beings, and also the Buddha himself knows the method how to liberate those Buddha knows I'm sorry, and then he also the fourth quality, what we call there's no differentiate thoughts between the sentient beings. He has the equal thought or compassion to those sentient beings. In short, Geshe-la expressed that in short meaning of this talking is relying upon those triple gems, and then the practicing those virtuous actions, of course more than the non-virtuous actions, try to give off those non-virtuous actions of body, speech, and mind, and in daily life, whatever the good heart, you can generate those good hearts. And then good heart and kind heart, it not means only to listen to the Dharma, and it only not only to practicing the Dharma in our daily life, at least when we speak to the other person, when we're speaking to the other person with a melody speaking or the elegant speaking, then it can be benefits to the other person through the good or the kind heart. So be protect those virtuous actions and be kind in your daily life.
So it seems like happiness you experience through your daily lives, that ultimate Buddhist happiness, which is released from samsara, is not something at the end. So you kind of take
Krishna. Tanda dumje yumye jora jishla le sang le jibu yumye jora wo de da nangde ji chi thame yu da thopsha di mara was na wa thamo thame thopsha jora da thamo jora di
late
judicial zero. Late judicial. No,
Should
I recommend that? Yes, that's the happiness or the higher existence or the next good rebirth is not the final goal of the Buddhist, but someone who want to attend the full enlightenment or the Buddhahood, that depends on the good existence or the precious human form, that depends on them. In order to reborn in the precious human form, someone depends on those what you call the positive karma. And so, however, those subjects and the topics about the positive karma, those are the conditions in order to attend the good rebirth. And then someone who won't really attend the full enlightenment, they depends on the precious human form. And then the question for another, what is the relationship between purification and realization? What is the relationship between purification and realizations? I know ethics and purification can lead to realization, but does realization directly lead to purification too? Thank you for explaining, right? Gishla. Then you were in the Gishla. Yeah.
That Ini suatu jual pergi kerja samlon tu tangan dek kerja nyusun samar lagi gogo ini nyusun je tu kerja tok pada ini kelala ya res. Tiap tu di dek dia tu kau si dek ya ni ini di dek dia pesan nyusun gogo dek ni ini siapa tu mana kerja sama sana kiri.
Realizations, what we call the someone who at least someone if beginning of the realization is that the students who give off the activities or the concerning or the thinking upon in this life who more focus on the next good next good rebirth. That's the one beginning of the spiritual realizations. And other what we call the purifications, as you know well, the purifications, they are the four power how to purify those non-virtuous actions. And so through these are goes together. One side, what we call the purifications through the methods or how to purify those. As example, through the method, the practicing of the Vajrasattva mantra or syllables, and practicing the Vajrasattva practicing. And these are in order to purify those bad conditions. When we do the practice of the Dharma, and then those are the favorable conditions. In the other hand, favorable conditions, how we can achieve our goal or the enlightenment. And so someone who wants to generate the realization, such as the thought of renunciation or Nyejum in Tibetan, and the other what we call the compassion or the Ninche, or in Sanskrit it's called the Karuna. So someone who was observed with the totality of the negativity's actions, then if they don't purify those negativities, there is no chance to arise the realization, such as the Mahakaruna or the Great Compassion Ninja Shenpo, and then there also no chance to arise or generate the Nyejum or the thought of realizations. In short, the realizations, it depends at the beginning, purify those non-virtuous actions. Thank you for explaining. Okay. Yeah, your instruction, right?
O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Suddhodana Han, of the 17 Masters and Adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga and so on, O Dipamkara, as well as Supreme Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations. And to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teaching, may reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasons. Please return soon, just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts of devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô song cứu độ chí tôn bổn sư Tịnh Phạn Thái Tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng Long Thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dipamkara cùng Tsongkhapa tôn vương tử phụ. Quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tiền ban truyền phước nhủ. Thanh thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến tánh đẳng giác. Ngài đã xưa vừa do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật. Tôn sư Quang Vinh tứ chúng thỉnh cầu gót sen lễ lạy, xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp Lốp Song bằng sự thắt chặt đai giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tinh chuyên hành trì tinh. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham hữu tình bá cõi, thường bị bao phủ trao đảo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược. Đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện lành phước nguồn tứ chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thì hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phù hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại lộ, đủ huệ bi tịnh phổ dạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm. Ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm của Đại Thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vàng pháp bảo, trầm hướng vương lan tỏa muôn phương. Sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh bích chi, ngài từng trước Phật thể ghi, hứa luôn hoàng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà Ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn. Xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư. Như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi tường pháp bảo, khế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại như thân. Lừng danh kim cổ muôn phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kiến, tam đoạn luận xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước. Đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hàng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nức lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư. Thiền tư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo linh ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng. Xin cho được tức thời viên mãn.